Hi there and welcome. This is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett on Empower Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day, and wherever you are, I hope your energy is like amped, jazzed, upbeat. Yeah, rocking. Okay, I'm holding mine back just a tad because I want my electronics to function. Okay, so there's a little bit of reservation, hesitation, withholding. All right, and that's not any reflection of you. I wanted to talk with somebody who's really into this in a different way. Scalar energy, radiant energy, energy that we still don't completely understand. But there are some people out there, innovators, people who are game changers, people who get us to the next level and maybe have gotten us there already, and we still aren't quite up to the need of having full potential of how this will work. Tom Paladino has researched and worked with something called scalar energy. And so I wanted to have him talk about it because this, I think, is cutting edge. And I think that it's been out there and people have tried to bring it into the mainstream. But for whatever reason, possibly monetary and financial and all that kind of thing, it's still considered fringe. Tom, you're breaking barriers. I don't know if you're disrupting the code, but you're a game changer. Okay. So thank you for doing what you're doing. And
well, thank
come
you.
On and tell people what it is. What is this?
Sure. Thanks for the invite, Wendy. I do work with scalar energy. It is different. It's not electricity. It's my contention. It's my belief. There's two energies in the world, in the universe, electromagnetic energy. We're all familiar with electricity and magnetism. Well, there's a second energy, and many people realize that, and that's what I work with exclusively. I work with scalar energy because it has such great potential. It has so many applications, and I believe it really will serve to change the course of history, if you will, once we start using this energy to its fullest capability.
When you learned about this, or what was it that really captured your attention that said, I've got to follow this, I've got to pursue it?
Sure. I was thunderstruck with what Nikola Tesla had achieved in his lifetime. Tesla was the scalar energy pioneer, if you will. And many of you are familiar with the work of Nikola Tesla and what he achieved in his lifetime. Well, to this day, we still can't duplicate what Tesla has accomplished. And there's a good reason. We're not working with scalar energy. Nikola Tesla was working with scalar energy significantly the latter part of his life. Scalar energy allows us to control the physical universe. And you can't do that with electricity. You can only do that with scalar energy. And we'll explore that and why I think this is going to be a game changer, if you will.
Okay, when you're talking scalar energy, and I've seen it, some of the articles you posted on your website were very helpful. The website, selfhealgo.com. When you're looking at this from a perspective that maybe we can translate radiant energy, yeah. That's an energy, it's a self-generating energy that comes from the sun, the source, where?
That's correct. Exactly. Everybody's familiar with scalar energy. Scalar energy originates from our sun, the stars of the universe. It's all around us. We simply haven't understood that scalar energy is that life force energy of the universe. Well, scalar energy is embodied in everybody. Every person has scalar energy. Furthermore, thinking, for instance, would be impossible without scalar energy. What do I mean? When we think, it's a broadcast of scalar energy. Our cells are filled with scalar energy. So we are all intimate with scalar energy. We simply don't realize that we live in this omnipresence of scalar energy. It's obviously everywhere, and it has a profound effect on everything.
I like there's one of the research things Tesla did when he was doing work around Colorado Springs. And really lighting up the town. There was a mention in there when everything was under that influence. Even the butterflies had a blue glow around them. I thought, you know what? That's there. People call it an aura, or people say there's an energy, there's an image, there's a glow, there's that. But I think to me that that talks about and identifies and gives somebody a visual for this this dynamic that's a part of us beyond our physical form. That's that metaphysical element. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And you're right. In 1899, during the summer of 1899, Tesla was conducting incredible groundbreaking experiments in Colorado Springs. And it was indeed noticed that the butterflies had a halo, had an aura around them, some type of a blue spherical configuration. Well, what happened? The air became scalarized. The environment in Colorado Springs was resonating with scalar energy. And in so doing, Tesla was able to achieve incredible physical phenomenon. To this day, I don't think we've duplicated his research, his results.
Yes, okay, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into this and just kind of give it another element, because when I have had contact experiences that defy our explanation, our ability to even put into words, this blue energy with the being is there. And I think that is some kind of this scalar radiant energy phenomenon that is a natural element. And we're just now beginning to connect our dots. I wanted to throw that in there because when I saw it, I'm like, oh, there it is. We're not able to see the physical form, but that blue element, that energy, that dynamic that says this thing is alive in some way, shape, or form, aware, there it is, a clue. And I loved it because your work speaks to that other dynamic of energy that's in around us all the time. And we're still trying to upgrade our knowledge, our linear way of thinking, our logic to make sense of this. And you're right there on the cutting edge.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree with you. For instance, angels do exist. And angels are composed of scalar energy, scalar light. This is the perfect light. It's a first expression from God. Well, anything that's in a state of perfection is surrounded, is embodied by scalar energy, scalar light. And this is how important this energy is. It again, is a direct expression from God. Hence, it's a pure, clean life force energy that allows us to control the physical universe. Finally, we're in the driver's seat. We can control matter.
This is brilliant. And it's only, you know, thoughts are things. We get this constant, you know, reminder that what you're thinking is important, what you're speaking is important, how you're using your energy is important. But how do you get away to see that? How do you understand that what I just thought created my manifest experience? And you can show that in a way, when you're demonstrating your healing abilities and you are helping people engage their own energy with some of your techniques, in my belief.
That's right. Now, to revisit that, every time we think we're broadcasting scalar energy, any prayer, any type of emotion is a broadcast of scalar energy. Many people just, they try to box in energy as if it's just fire and heat. No, energy is intelligence. Energy is information. So what am I saying? Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. It's the archives of the universe. Some people call that the Akashic Record. Some people call that the universal consciousness. It is the logos of the universe. That is what we're working with. We're working with the intelligence of the universe. All of that light stems from stars. Hence, all starlight, sunlight, carries information. Light is the carrier wave of intelligence, of information. We are tapping into this holographic universe that will allow us to understand the universe like we've never been able to understand it before. Scalar energy is intelligence.
See, that's like, wow, that's the connecting dot. People, they can experience this when they're going to, and usually group energy magnifies this. So if you're not a very empowered, conscious creator, in other words, if your thoughts are still jumbled and you're still kind of confused and still a little bit chaotic, you're going to produce those kinds of results. But once you get fluid and you get more concrete and more directioned, and I guess focused, grounded centered in your beliefs, then you can produce more dynamic and centered and grounded results. You're talking about God.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Yes, you are. And it all stems from the Creator, regardless of what your religion or philosophy is. I respect that. There is a God. There is a Creator. And one of His finest creations is scalar energy. Why? Well, light energy precedes matter. Before you can build something, you have to have instructions, intelligence. It is scalar energy that is the intelligence of the universe. So prior to building a universe, both the physical universe, the spiritual, the intellectual universe, you have to have intelligence. So scalar energy precedes everything. Scalar energy is the animating force for everything in the universe. This is a profound thought, but I firmly believe that. Scalar energy, it's non-physical. Obviously, it's intelligence. This intelligence from God sets up everything. It establishes, it puts everything in its proper place and order.
Okay, if you would equate that with what Nikola Tesla says as the existence of an energy that is not electromagnetic, he's the one who really put this into some kind of a verbal platform where we could see it. And then the experiments that he conducted that really tried to outline and give us a foundation for utilizing, for harnessing, for integrating this stuff. What happened? Why is there a fight? Why is there a disconnect with all of this incredible, fantastic, futuristic reality?
Well, that's a great question. Let's look at Tesla and the day that he died. Agents of the U.S. government raided his laboratory and seized all of his notes and his inventions. And why did they do that? Well, that's a matter of conjecture. If Tesla's notes, if his theories and his inventions were being used today, it would have served to have changed the course of human history. I'm convinced of that. Many of Tesla's inventions would have ended the monopolies in the world. Tesla did indeed develop scalar energy instruments that could produce energy efficiently and very inexpensively. Well, obviously, that would have been a threat to the monopolies, to the oil cartel, for instance. So in many ways, I believe Tesla's work was suppressed, and for various reasons, it was a threat to those with money and power.
The deal is he's not the only one. Because there are others who had this similar thing of, let's do it for the good of the greater. All mankind, humankind, humanity can benefit from this type of energy. Because in some cases, there is no pollution. There's no after effect. There's no residual that's toxic. What's the bad thing about that? Because apparently there is one.
you're absolutely right. There have been other scalar energy researchers. Why their research has never blossomed, why the world has never embraced it, various factors are at play. Let's put that past behind us, if you will. I say today's a new day, and I believe the world is ready now to accept scalar energy as a reality.
You know, I agree. I think you're right. The thing I think is because the numbers are beginning to, there's that pivotal moment when there is enough of a tipping point, enough of a belief system that's a foundation for this new stuff that once every, you can't put it back in the bag. It's out. And there are enough people who are saying, I believe, I'm expanding this. And then it becomes a very, very solid platform. And you're doing that with your healing. Can you tell people or explain how this works when you work with somebody to heal a specific issue?
Sure. Well, once again, scalar energy is different. It's not electricity. So I've noticed that scalar energy has properties that are different than that of electricity. One of the properties that I have observed is that scalar energy allows me to control physical matter. Now, in so doing, I can either assemble a molecule or disassemble a molecule. Well, with that said, I've been able to routinely now, I've developed a process whereby I can routinely disassemble viruses and bacteria and fungi. Now, with that thought in mind, I have control, I have mastery over germs, over pathogens. Scalar energy allows me to eradicate germs. And with that statement, I believe this is going to proved to be either the cure or the prevention for all pathogenic disease. Now, that's just one of the things that you can do with scalar energy. We have control over physical matter. It's incredible that my mind just explores this day after day, the possibilities that scalar energy offers to mankind. It's incredible.
See, I know that feeling of euphoria that you get, and it's like all of a sudden there is this intense, overwhelming curiosity, drive, enthusiasm. It's like, I got to make this happen. I can't make it happen fast enough. I still have to learn how to do it, and I still have to learn how to manufacture, and I still have to learn how to integrate and how to make it work better and all that. But whoa, you know, you're on fire with this desire to create and to add to embellish what we currently know, to make it real and bring it to more people in a wider range of awareness, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you. And that's, we're doing that, and thank you. I've said before, if Nikola Tesla had the internet, he would have succeeded, but he did not. And not enough people understood what Tesla was trying to do, and essentially he died forgotten. Well, that's not going to happen today. People have access to information. People are very intelligent. They're well-read. They're creative. The internet, I attribute to much of the success of the promotion of scalar energy.
And I think it's been a necessary component. Once this web, this quantum field of connection gave us access to more people, more languages, more countries, more cultures, more belief systems, more awareness, we started as a society, I believe, making our own connections and branching out and saying, I want more. I want more. I have people all over the world looking at the stuff that we put out. And it's just mind-boggling. I could never do this in person. I could never make these kinds of connections if I had to wait to be a physical, you know, representative. I do it in my mind where I reach out and I expand and I make these different connections. But having the ability to really engage others in this way is absolutely life-changing for those who experience it. And I can't imagine how much further it will progress in the next 50 to 100 years. But what you are doing is giving people freedom over their health, over their issues, to recreate. You've got some pictures on your website. There's one that's like a fungus and another, you know, parasites and stuff like that. Can you give us an idea, for those who are just listening to this, what you're doing with this energy?
Sure. Sure. Here's a great example. Last week, I received a testimonial in the form of a diagnostic test. I've been treating an individual for herpes infection. Well, as people will realize, once you get the herpes virus, you have it for life. There's no way to get rid of it with a drug. Well, not until the advent of scalar energy. There is a way to get rid of the herpes virus. Well, after 35 years of infection, I treated this individual for herpes infection. The individual subsequently had a DNA test, a viral load test, and the test came back non-detectable. There's no detectable trace of the herpes virus left in their body. Why? Scalar energy disassembled the herpes virus. Well, this individual is now asymptomatic. They no longer have the pain, the discomfort of herpes. Why? Because the virus has been shattered. It's been disassembled. Again, scalar energy allows me to pinpoint a germ, in this case, the herpes virus, to deconstruct that germ, to break it down into elements. Hence, the germ no longer exists. The herpes virus no longer exists. Well, with that thought in mind, people have great relief. And as you well stated, it's a liberation. After having this infection for 35 years and having to deal with the pain and discomfort, this individual is now herpes free. This is incredible. This is the control that scalar energy allows us to have over physical matter. I can control the herpes virus. In so doing, I can break apart, I can disassemble the herpes virus.
The stuff I've been reading recently, they're talking, there was one a study about cancer saying that it isn't necessarily something that is always tagged to your environment. There are parts and pieces, particles in your DNA that predispose you to having a certain illness. And the other stuff that came out was that that doesn't mean that you can't help. You might exacerbate something by continuing to smoke if you have that genetic predisposition to being I guess, attractive to cancer. But the other one was, you can change your DNA through meditation, through thinking, through that's focused thought and focused intent. How do you address those issues when you're dealing with your therapy? Do you use it as, you know, and reminding people, or does you just your therapy and that's all there is to it and it works?
I agree with that. Our thoughts have a profound effect. And yes, our thoughts, or some people have healing hands, can indeed change our DNA. And some people can indeed be cured or at least have cancer reversed by way of healing hands or a positive thought. Now, when I am working with people, I incorporate not only the physical dimension, that is, I'm broadcasting energy and I'm disassembling germs in the human body, but I'm also incorporating the spiritual end. I always pray for people, and I realize that scalar energy will have a profound effect on their psyche, on their mind, on their emotions. Again, I believe scalar energy is the cause of thinking, that scalar energy is the cause of emotions. You cannot think without scalar energy. You cannot have feelings, emotion, without scalar energy. Hence, this is a holistic treatment. I'm not just disassembling, breaking apart germs. It's much, much more than that. Scalar energy, in many ways, reprograms the chakras. Scalar energy will produce a environment in the soul, in the mind, that is soothing. Many people report to me that they feel much happier with these scalar energy treatments, that this serves as a means of bringing about tranquility.
My question is, have you been getting help from the other side? I mean, some of these folks who have been into this have been very overt and very forthcoming with the fact that they also had that spiritual component that went along with this. Have you experienced that yourself?
Yes, over the years, I've received direct messages from Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. I could not do this without their help. They've given me an insight into the universe that is quite exceptional. My understanding of reality serves to help me with, obviously, my scalar energy research. So, again, the input that I've received, these messages from Jesus and Mary, have been invaluable.
What were you thinking when you first got into this? Was it like, oh, I need to start a business and I'll start charging people, you know, and then we'll make it a big, huge, like more like some kind of a belief system where you go to this big mansion and everybody sits down in the same room and everybody goes, hail, you know, hail scalar. Or were you thinking more of, I'm going to get it to the people one by one? How did this? I'm just giving you two choices. You sure. Obviously have your own, but how did that work?
That's a great question. When I first got into this, I thought I simply would have to mention this to people, to show people, to demonstrate what I've achieved. And I thought it would take off just like gangbusters. Well, I was wrong. It has not. So I have to take now the long, circuitous route, and I have to painstakingly prove to people time and time and again that this works. I've set up a website to that end. I am now starting to treat people all around the world, and perhaps after I treat, I don't know, maybe 1 million, 2 million people, maybe I will finally have that groundswell of support. I thought this, frankly, would have just taken off again quickly. It has not. It takes time. The foundation is the key, and people have to accept this. So I'm still in the introductory phase, if you will, Wendy.
Well, you're like the pinata working with a bat, you know, getting through that belief system. That's it's very fragile and it's full of good stuff, but you have to break the exterior to say, let this out, stop it. You know, just so I think you're doing that. We got to take a break. But I want to talk about how this works, because when you're talking about emotions, you're talking about animals. Animals have this same frequency. They have this same bio component that we have, and that radiant energy is a part of them. So I want to talk about, how do you deal, or do you deal? Have you had success with animals? Is that okay to go in that direction?
Please, let's do that.
Okay. All right. So now, if you're listening, I love his website. He's got two of them you can check out. But the Self Heal Go, if you're interested in a service or finding out more about that hands-on or remote healing aspect of this. But you'll do yourself a favor by educating yourself. It's been around a long time. Tesla's, there's also a guy, Hieronymus, I can't remember, it's Galen, I think, who was from, worked at Kansas City Power and Light here in the Midwest where I am. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is a synchronicity. This is, I'm right place, right time. That's for me. Something in this broadcast will tell you, you are here right place, right time. Okay. The next healing aspect we're going to touch on is animals, because they are our partners, our companions, our teachers, and they're helping us with this. And if you want to get a barometer of what your energy is saying, spend time with an animal. They'll tell you. They don't hold back. They give us a result immediately. All right? So we're coming back. This is Empower Radio Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett. Thanks for tuning in. My guest, Tom Palladino. All right?
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head, like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's
great. Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right. We're in the world where we're inventing, we're creating, we're imagining, we're imagineering. You know, we're coming up with these new elements that have always been here. We're finally able to see them in maybe a better, more informed, more aware light, and taking some of that disbelief, that disconnect, that I can't go there thought into what if, what's possible. And Tom's already done this. Tom Palladino, who's working with Scalar Energy, you know, whatever lit that fire of creativity, turned him in a direction that he's able to bring this through and utilize it and then show others it's real. It's real. I wanted to get into how this works with animals. So backtrack just a bit. When you were studying other people who have done this before, can you share some of those names?
I can share the names of what I would say are the leading men in scalar energy research. I would say that Tesla was the forefather, the driving force. Galen Hieronymus was another great inventor. For a while, Galen worked at the Kansas City Power and Light Company. Thomas Morey out of Salt Lake City, another brilliant man. And today there's a researcher, Constantine Mell, out of Germany. But sadly, there's not enough of us. There is a second energy in the universe. And we have to start realizing that, and we have to see the great potential. Why this small fraternity, and I consider myself to be one of them, why this small fraternity has not been accepted by mankind is beyond me. We're ready to introduce a new way of living. Scalar energy not only presents a new energy, it presents a new and improved way of living. That's what I'm trying to impart. I'm trying to get people to galvanized along this line of thought that scalar energy will improve our lifestyles immeasurably.
A lot of this, I think, is just our own ability to transcend, to transform, to evolve. I want to give a couple of examples real quickly. The amazing Randy. He's a skeptic. Skeptic with a capital S. I don't believe, it's not possible. Pretty much his mantra. But there were a couple of things he did that really destroyed his credibility. One was to sabotage Uri Geller. I spoke with the guy who was the management representative for Uri Geller. He said you couldn't even go into his house and find a straight spoon because it was just the energy of the space of what he did. That was part of what he did. And then when he sabotaged him on public TV, I believe it was the Carson show, and and Geller knew. He knew somebody had done something. And it was just that whole thing of there was a public venue. Somebody being discredited, which is really difficult because once that's out there, you can't take it back. The other one I like just because is Mr. Shermer, is Michael Shermer. Anyway, he's another skeptic with a capital S. It's not going to happen. I don't believe it. It's impossible. Well, the cool thing is Mr. Shermer just irritated a bunch of his acolytes, his dyed-in-the-wool core believers, because what happened when he got married involved a transistor radio, I believe belonged to his wife's grandfather, and they shipped a bunch of stuff overseas from Germany. The radio was part of it. Things were broken, and the radio being one of them, so they just put him in the back room. The day of the wedding, they hear this music, and they're like, what? They're looking around the CD players, they go into the back room, and in the drawer is this radio playing music, the broken radio playing music. And she says, and this is his story, he posted it on a board somewhere, so I'm just relating it as I remember reading it. He said, his wife says, oh my, my grandfather's with us, he's here. And for 24 or 48 hours, that radio played music. One of the acolytes at the bottom, the guys who like to comment and of course throw all sorts of water and oil and dirt on things, said, you just had it was obviously a short. But the cool thing isn't about what the critics or the people, riding shotgun don't or do like. It's the fact that he said, after so many years of saying impossible and poo-pooing everything, there may be a reason for us to keep a mind open, even if we don't find a way to validate or prove something in our terms. There might be something else going on, and we need to leave that room open. Now, I'm extrapolating and I'm putting my words. My thing is, he changed his position. So unfortunately, when you're a skeptic, you can't do that because you can't wear the title anymore. Then you become more objective, and that's not a skeptic. I wanted to throw that in there because you're up against that same kind of thing. When people are looking to you to reprove every single time you do something,
right,
we have to get beyond the need to restate and reinvent and reformat every single time we do. That way we can go forward. And that's what you're doing with your abilities.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's a breath of fresh air to me. There are some people who understand what I'm doing. They see the results, and they can put A plus B plus C together. Some people are skeptical. Well, over the course of time, I believe their skepticism will be lifted. But for now, we're remaining positive. Yes, this works. Yes, I've discovered a technique whereby I can easily eradicate any bacterium or virus. Yes, this offers great promise to mankind. There are so many other applications of scalar energy. Once again, my contention is scalar energy will serve to change the course of human history for the better. It's a tool. It will liberate us, people. That's what I'm looking at. Scalar energy is a new tool. It will do away with our energy crisis. Once we incorporate scalar energy, we will have an infinite supply of energy, and we will no longer have any energy crisis whatsoever.
Well, okay, but we'll have to have something else to keep it interesting.
And I'm sure they will.
I'm sure, yeah. We'll find something. That's the whole the thing about this is people want all their problems to go away. And you know what? That's part of this reality is you have to have that edge. You have to have that, whether it's that little, like, what, Androcles and the lion, the one where he's got the thorn in his paw. There has to be that something there, that element to inspire, to encourage, to engender, to create change, because change is how we evolve and grow. Animals. When you deal with animals, do you notice results? Do you have many people who say, I need help with my pet?
Sure. I frequently treat entire families, a group package, and they typically will include their cat or dog or even a horse. And animals respond very favorably for a number of reasons. It's easy, first of all, to treat out germs. It's easy for me to disassemble germs. And invariably, a cat or a dog or horse has germs. Everybody has pathogens. Secondly, I've noticed that animals respond very quickly. They don't seem to have as many problems as we do. And that's kind of obvious. Obviously, a dog or a cat doesn't have to pay the mortgage. So our animals, our pets, are really stress-free for the most part. And because of that, they respond quite favorably to the scalar energy treatments, maybe more favorably than do humans. So, yes.
Well, they don't know. They're not supposed to believe it, for one thing. They don't know that, hey, this isn't going to work, so just be careful. He's going to do something. You're really, you're wasting your time. They don't get all that drama.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's a beautiful test example. Why? There's no placebo effect. If I can improve a dog's health or a cat's health, obviously that pet has no idea they're being treated with scalar energy. So there's no auto-suggestion involved. Yes, animals are a great case study.
Now, what's the difference between this and Reiki?
That's a good point. Energy is all around us. Do people have the ability to control scalar energy? Of course we do. Everybody thinks, and thinking is a function of scalar energy. Is Reiki in some way a function of scalar energy? Yes. Why? Well, everything in the universe involves scalar energy. For instance, some people have healing hands. I've made this quite apparent on many occasions. When somebody places their hands upon you and you can be healed, well, what is that? Well, in principle, in operation, I should say, it's scalar energy emanating from a person's hands. Some people have the ability to broadcast scalar energy to a greater extent than that of others. Healers, people who per se can lay their hands upon you and heal you, are simply broadcasting scalar energy, and that scalar energy will correct some type of medical condition.
What's interesting with this is even though people can do it, they still may question or doubt their abilities. My brother still struggles. He can do this. He doesn't know why or how. He also knows if he doesn't do it enough, then he suffers his own frustration of being overamped and having issues. But the thing is, because it's not exactly part of his core belief system, he still has to figure out why it's happening and then where to go and then why doesn't anybody believe? And yet people are healed. And he's like, well, okay, another one. You know, he goes down the list and these things happen and they're proof to him. This is my example of how even in our own reality, when we experience this dynamic, we still have that doubting Thomas effect of our own gift, our own, you know, the natural connection with this energy. I think that's what we're undergoing in this shift right now, is getting beyond that to, you know, to transcend that disbelief and bring it into a fully integrated, realized actualized human energy being. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Well put. Yes.
When you work with your energy, there's a picture on your website of this light you're using. You're lighting up these tubes. What's that?
Sure. One of the consequences of developing a scalar energy force field is fluorescent light bulbs will automatically illuminate. On my website, I'm holding fluorescent light bulbs in my hands. Well, those light bulbs are not plugged into an electrical outlet. I'm demonstrating that I've created a local scalar energy environment. And a local scalar energy environment is different than that of an electromagnetic environment. And within that environment, people, it's routine now. I am able to illuminate light bulbs. I can hold a light bulb in my hand and it will energize. It will light up. All of that is to show, to prove that I am working with a unique environment. I'm working with scalar energy instruments that are different from that of electrical instruments. I'm able to perform things with scalar energy that you cannot accomplish by way of electricity.
Now, are you doing that? Are you setting up a parameter? Is it like a laboratory experiment where these certain components have to be part of that, or is it coming essentially through your essence, your being?
No, the ability to illuminate a light bulb is strictly by virtue of the fact that I have scalar energy instruments that produce this local scalar energy force field. Now, as far as my ability to work hand-in-hand with scalar energy instruments, I believe that indeed is true and accurate. For instance, anytime I work with people and I am treating people with scalar energy, I augment that with my prayers. So my prayer is a broadcast of scalar energy, and my instrument obviously is a broadcast of scalar energy. So in tandem, working hand in hand, if you will, I make a marriage of this. I want to not only be able to improve the health of people, I not only want to be able to break apart to disassemble germs, but I also pray, and my scalar energy instrument in many ways carries my thoughts and my prayers and my supplications with it.
So to me, that's like what you're doing is you're threading the tapestry. You're connecting this one element of a, if we're going to do maybe a visual, there's a quilt, and this little piece of material, this person is detached from the quilt. Well, the quilt is where all of the energy is and where it's all of the healing lies. And as you work, you're threading, putting a string in here that then attaches this energy and gives it a way to flow, to be in concert with the rest of that energy. That's for me, I see these things in visuals and pictures and strings, but for me, it has a lot more to do with you have evolved to a point where this stuff all made sense to you.
Yes.
And you are, for us, a way shower and a demonstration of what we have in our abilities. So instead of saying it's all about you, saying, hey, let's see how he's working this. And then if I figure out how that works for me, I can share that with the others in my circle. And then you're not just out there beating your head against or beating the bat on the piano, hoping it'll break sometime in your lifetime.
Yeah. And well put. Thank you once again, Wendy. That's the whole point. I want people to become engaged. It doesn't make any sense if I'm the only person in the world that can do this. I use the analogy, does it make any sense to only have one computer in the world? No. Well, why is it that I am the only one with scalar energy instruments offering this to the general public? Well, that's ludicrous. That doesn't make sense.
Well, because somebody has to go first, by that way, you know.
Yes, I guess. You're right. But I want people to feel this is non-threatening. I want people to feel comfortable. I want people to get involved.
And I think you make it accessible. You know, that's part of the thing is making it accessible. It isn't scary. There's a tangibility to it where you can see a result. And when you show other people how it works so that they can wrap their mind around it, that's the deal. It's that mind thing. If as long as you say it won't work, you're creating a barrier that you then have to work through. You're making it unnecessarily difficult.
Exactly.
If you just say, what if? What if? Then you open, you break the pinata.
Exactly. Thank you.
And that's a lot of candy.
Yeah. When you say yes, a universe of possibility opens. When you say no, that's it. It's final. You've said no to the universe. You've said no to God's design. You can go no further.
I like the way that Michael Shermer, he got married. Okay, well, that was his first that was his first window of opening. And then Grandpa came in through the back door across the boat in a transistor radio and played a love song. And since she was open to it, what happened to him is he had somebody in his intimate circle who had an open door or window that then brought it into the room. And the elephant can finally say, see, here I am. And he had to go, uh-oh. Because if he discounted that, he would devalue his wife's experience. And it was their wedding day. He had a whole lot of uh-oh to get past to say this is real. I think that's brilliant. I think that's the way God works.
And he does. Thank you.
With a sense of humor. You know, a sense of humor. It's okay. You can deny it. You can deny it. But guess what? Grandpa's going to play you a love song and you're going to have to deal with that. So get ready. Get ready. It's coming. Anyway, so have you had those aha moments yourself?
All throughout my life. Maybe I'm having an aha moment right now with you, Wendy. You're a great inspiration to me. Why do I say that? Well, we now see the potential here. Scalar energy, again, people, is not just fire and heat. It's a lot more than that. Scalar energy will allow us to finally understand the universe, and if we can control scalar energy, then we will be able to control the physical world as well as our thoughts, as well as our emotional state. We will eventually have this doorway into the universe like we've never had before. That's where we're going with this. Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. If we can control the intelligence of the universe, we control the universe.
See, part of it, I think that this has already been in some way, shape, or form on a dimension. It's already been accessed. And we're here benefiting from somebody else having access that awareness. Why do I say that? Because when I was reading over this information and you saying, well, at this level, you can affect basically subatomic particles, pathogens, atoms. You're talking about the building blocks for life that somebody is able to control. And there we go back to God. That's that thing of how is it created out of nothing? This is it right here. This scalar energy is pretty much saying this is the recipe and this is how it works. How do we quantify it? That's the bugaboo. Because our math isn't that good.
Thank you. Thank you. Many people say, well, look at the universe and there's order, there's harmony. What gives geometry, what gives order to the universe? It's scalar energy. What am I saying? Scalar energy forms the atoms, the molecules. Scalar energy then forms the chemicals, the elements. It forms rocks, people. It forms the stars, planets. Everything has intelligence geometry about it. What is the underlying cause? What's the animating force that brings about order in the universe? It's scalar energy. The instructions of the stars. Scalar energy is starlight. The instructions of the stars produce order. Order out of chaos. Without scalar energy, the universe would fall apart. There would be nothing but chaos.
Well, and for some people, that's a nightmare, that chaos. But you know what? That's also a birthing space. And that's what we're trying to get out of right now. We're coming out of that primordial soup where all of this stuff is here, but it's disjointed. It's all here, but it's potential. Again, I'm going back to the piñata. It's all up there. If you just crack that little wall, then you have access. And then that puts us in a whole new world. We've upgraded. But then all this other stuff, it's like, oh my gosh, what do we want to create first? And how do we want to fix things? But there's so much going on, at least for me, because of the things that I experience in this non-corporeal element of seeing things that other people don't even, you know, they're not ready to acknowledge because there is no quantification for it. But darn it, there are those of us here who experience this and we're trying to share it and say, it's okay. It's okay. Just allow and grow and experiment and explore and become part of this new equation. You are evolving. We are evolving. And looking at somebody like you who has developed this system gives me more inspiration to continue working, looking, searching, finding people to share their stories. That's how we evolve. And that's what this internet is giving us as a huge present. Candy for growth. for inspiration. And Tom, you just got to keep doing your work because you're reaching people. You just can't see them all. That's the beauty of me working in radio. I never saw anybody. I never will see the people who listen. But you know what? It doesn't mean they're not there.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate that. I realize that just like a stone thrown into a pond, it ripples. And our conversation today will ripple. Why? Because scalar energy is driving this conversation. Our thoughts are being inspired by scalar energy, which is never ending. By the way, people, scalar energy is perpetual. It does not experience entropy. There's no weakness. There's no attenuation in its signal. So every time you think, it's an eternal thought. Imagine that.
You can't. My mind isn't big enough. I just hit the doors like, whoa, wait. Okay. Well, yeah, maybe imagine it, but don't follow it because you'll be gone very quick. I think that when we're looking at these kinds of abilities and that they're right here with us, that's the mind-boggling thing that, my gosh, why didn't we figure it out before? Why didn't we see this? Because again, the language. And so even I'm hearing you use the word scalar energy. And I understand it. I've read the background. Radiant. I see it. But it still isn't part of my template. Okay. I still have to practice saying it, seeing it, and conceptualizing it with that piece of that word. You know, and it's like, that's where we are. We're learning new terminology and trying to somehow, some form, get it integrated into this computer and take us to the next level. What are you going to do with this next? I mean, I know the websites and the remote healing. What's the next step?
Conferences,
seminars?
Sure. The roadmap is this. In 2015, I have to convince people that I can break apart germs, pathogens. Why? Well, first of all, people need to see the benefit. They need to see, is this real and how can this benefit us? If people see that this can benefit them, then this should take off like gangbusters. If I can really break apart any virus or bacterium, imagine what that means to people's health, human health as well as animal health. From there, it should springboard. Eventually, I would like to be able to take scalar energy and transmit it like Tesla did and have wireless transmission of scalar energy and illuminate objects at a distance. If I can achieve that, then we no longer need a power grid. If I can deliver scalar energy from one point to another point, to do so effortlessly, simply through the atmosphere, through the air, then I will be able to circumvent, in many ways, the grid system. And in so doing, I'll be able to end the energy crisis.
People are going to have to find different jobs.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the nice thing about it is this, Wendy.
I'm going to say that's your biggest detractor. But I think it's fabulous because in our planet says, thank you, no oil, no coal, no gas, no, thank you, I can breathe, thank you. And the animals who have to live in the polluted oceans and the polluted forests and the polluted jungles and deserts are going, yay, we can breathe. But there's still a population issue. Okay, so I'm just seeing, you talked before about there's good stuff and then there's something else that's going to be a crisis. That will be the crisis. They'll have to come up with other things to do. And I think they should all get in line and start planning to our next galaxy and all the technology it'll take to get us there. How's that?
imagine this. If scalar energy does indeed liberate us, we will not have to work 40 hours a week anymore. We'll have scalar energy instruments that will be doing the work for us. I don't see really the need to be able to have to work more than 10 hours a week in the future. Scalar energy will be our slave.
Okay.
We will be the master.
We're going to have to figure out what to do with them because they're going to be bored. So somebody out there better be another J.K. Rowling and write books so they're going to be entertained and keep them from running amok. Okay, my next question in terms of this scalar energy and all of that. Ebola, I don't want to put you in the front line in a harmful way, but do you think?
I've been treating the people who were quarantined in the United States with Ebola. All I need is a photograph of a person in order to treat them. Everybody in the United States who was quarantined, I secured their photograph from either Bing or Google, and I treated them with my scalar energy instrument. And you will note that everybody who was quarantined in the United States has been released from the hospital, and the medical staff has declared them all cured of Ebola infection. So I'll let the audience draw the conclusion from that.
Are you working with a medical, with a group at this point? Is that the next phase, or are you already working with somebody?
I'm not. I wish the medical community would pay attention to this. I have not been approached by any university, business, trust, think tank. Nobody's made any overtures as such.
Okay. Well, then that's our next goal. All right.
Yeah,
somebody listening
please.
To this is going to get you, will connect you. And I think, because that's where it has to go now. You have the trials. You know, Dr. Schwartz, the one who works with the mediums, there are people who do this kind of research. Princeton Labs was one of the areas that was well known for that. The Monroe Institute. They're interested in these kinds of things. People who are affiliated with those groups are also the next, I think, wave of people who are coming out with these extraordinary abilities and validating, you know. So you're going to get your validation. Your website, one more time for people who are listening, a couple of websites. You want to share those real quick?
Sure. The main website is selfhealgo.com. Visit the website. There's hundreds of articles that I've written on scalar energy. If you have any question, submit a question to us, and either I will answer it or one of the staff members will answer it.
All right. And hopefully by listening to the show, you've seen the light. Or you felt it. You felt the heat. Okay. Got to start somewhere. Thank you, Tom Palladino. You are a wonderful guest. I love your creations, and I'm thinking good thoughts. You're going to see some results with all of your beautiful, beautiful energy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Living. Have a fabulous day.